Hey, yesterday we talked about the importance of reading the Bible because it's one of the main ways that you and I can actually grow in our relationship with God. But for the next few moments, I just want to talk about a second way that we can get to know God better, and that is through prayer. I don't know about you, but as early as I can remember, I was just drilled with the importance of praying. My parents were both Christ followers, and prayer was one of those things that we just did. As a family, we'd pray before eating a meal, before going to sleep at night. You guessed it, we'd pray. And I even remember if I woke up early enough in the morning, I could count on walking down our staircase and finding my dad in our dining room praying. And that's just an image that sticks with me. Praying was part of my pedigree. It was a big deal for me and my family. And I don't know if it was the same way for you or not. I imagine that maybe a few of you can relate to what I'm talking about, but probably for most of you, you probably didn't have any kind of memories of praying as a kid. But regardless of how much or how little you prayed growing up, I think that a lot of us instinctively realize that prayer is important. We know that as followers of Jesus that we should pray. We know that it's something that we really should do. But the multi-million dollar question is how? I mean, how do I pray? How do I begin to talk to God? That's pretty intimidating to think about me, a human being, talking to the God of the universe, the God who created me. What if I screw it up? Is there a right way or a wrong way? What if we don't know the secret code words, or if we don't pray as eloquently as the preachers on TV? Will God actually listen to my prayers? Well, here's the bottom line. Prayer is simply talking to God. Just like you can talk on your cell phone anytime you want to, you can talk to God. There's no right or wrong way to talk to Him. God is nuts about you. He longs for you to take time to talk to Him. And no, it's not because He's got nothing better to do or because He's lonely or something like that, but He longs to have a conversation with you and I because He knows that prayer can actually change us for the better. It's a way that we can learn how to better follow Him. Luke 11 records this time where some of Jesus' disciples came up to Him, and it begins in verse 1. I'll just read it. It says, "One day Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when He finished, one of His disciples said to Him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.'" That's a pretty good question. I mean, that's a question that I often ask God. "God, teach me how to pray. I want to know how to be better at it." Well, in verse 2, Jesus said to these disciples, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be Your name, Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" What an incredible prayer when you think about it. I mean, when you get past the memorized prayer that so many times we can just quote without even really thinking about what we're saying, Jesus had this excellent model for us of how we should pray. He started out by just worshiping God. "Hallowed be Your name. Respected be Your name. Revered, awed is Your name." Jesus was saying, man, spend some time just thinking about how awesome our Heavenly Father is. And then Jesus said, you know, these words, "Let Your kingdom come and Your will be done." What's Jesus saying there? It's a prayer of asking God to establish His rulership in and through our lives. It's saying, "God, I want You to actually be king of my life. I want You to sit on the throne of my life. I want You to call the shots." And I'm praying this daily, because I understand that daily I need to ask God to rule my life. Daily I need to surrender my place of rulership and say, instead, "God, I want You to pilot this thing." And then there's this aspect of Jesus praying, "Give me today my daily bread." It's recognizing that God is our provider, even for simple things like our daily bread. Every day we should ask God to provide our daily needs and look to Him as our provider and our sustainer. And then there's this part about asking God to forgive us of our sins. And that's so important that every day you spend time saying, "God, help me to turn around, to turn from those things that I know that are wrong, those things that are disobedient, those things that violate Your standards, and help me to turn toward You, to follow You, to become more like You." And then He kind of closes it and He says, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And that's something I pray all the time. "God, help me not to go down the wrong path. Help me not to even inadvertently to find myself in evil places. Deliver me from that. Lead me not into temptation." And so it's a good model for us to pray. Some of you might even want to just start taking the Lord's Prayer and just pray little bits and pieces of it and talk through it, just kind of like as I just did. But here are some steps, too, that you might want to think about in revolutionizing your prayer life. First of all, this is so vital. Don't pretend with God. Tell Him exactly what you think and feel. If there's a sin in your life, admit it honestly. I mean, when you think about it, God already knows all the ways that we screw up, right? So why should we try to hide it? Secondly, be natural. Don't try to force yourself to speak in a funny way. God is your Father and your friend. And, you know, it's not about us speaking particular sets of words. It's about us having the right attitude and just coming before God with thankfulness and adoration and praise and love. You don't have to pray in a particular position. God isn't concerned about whether you're kneeling or whether you're standing or whether you're laying on the ground. God wants your heart. You can pray at an office desk. You can walk along a road and pray. You can drive a car and pray. You don't even have to close your eyes. It's a matter of your heart more than anything. It's a matter of the position of your heart. So be natural. Third, don't talk too much. Actually, take some time to listen to God. Take some time after you've said all of your words to God, after you've told Him about your day, after you've told Him, you know, how screwed up you are, or after you've taken time to pray for certain requests, then just pause. Take some time to listen to God. Let Him speak to your heart. Let Him speak to your mind. Learn to actually wait on Him. A fourth key for me, at least, something that you might want to do is actually pray God's word. As you read God's word, as you read the Bible, look for passages that you can actually pray. When you stumble across a verse that is really meaningful to you, begin to pray that back to God. Say, God, I pray that my ways would be ordered by you, or whatever the passage has to say. Another cool thing to do is just spend some time thanking God. Why not spend just a few minutes going through your mind, thinking about ways that God has blessed you, and just thanking God for those ways. Another key is to fight the temptation to rush through or to miss out on a prayer time. Now, here's the deal. Just as we believe that God is real, there is a very real enemy of our soul. His name is the devil, Satan, and he wants to steal and kill and destroy, and he will do anything that he can to hinder you from praying. He knows that this will attack your spiritual life, and if Satan can block our praying, he knows that he can ruin our effectiveness as followers of Christ. And so I want to encourage you, don't miss out on prayer time. Schedule times that you can get alone with God. Maybe you need to get out your day planner or your Palm Pilot or the program that you use on your computer and actually schedule a time that you can get alone with God, that you can begin to talk to Him. And you know what? If you forget to pray, you know, if you go through a day and all of a sudden it's the next morning and you realize you didn't pray the day before, don't let this, you know, don't allow Satan to fill you with condemnation, but just make a resolve, make a resolution that you're going to do it today. And then finally, take advantage of times to pray with other Christ followers. I know for me, this has been a part of my life that has caused me to grow so much, is finding groups of other men or groups of men and women that I can pray with, that I can agree with, and there's so many opportunities at this church for you to do that. Here's the bottom line, though. Just do it. Praying is something that you can learn just by practicing it. You know, I mean, you can read books on prayer. You can go to conferences on prayer. You can listen to tapes on prayer. The bottom line, though, is that at some point, you've got to actually do it. I encourage you, in fact, even right now, I encourage you to hit the pause button on your player and spend just a few minutes talking to God. Tell Him how great He is. Talk about the ways that you've messed up today. Ask God to help you to turn and to be different. Thank God for some ways that He's blessed you. Pray for the needs of other people. Just do it. Just begin to talk to God through prayer.